Okay, welcome to the Curious Scenes podcast. In our last episode, Sinister Six and More, we discussed the symbolic use of numbers in scripture and some appearances of symbolic uses in both the New and Old Testaments. Have you come across some possible symbolic use of numbers while you've been reading? If you're part of our Out of Water group, remember to post your findings, thoughts, and questions on our group page. In this episode, we'll be discussing another teaching method used by Rabbi Jesus, reference teaching, and we'll also investigate whether this teaching method has any bearing in the response from Jesus in Matthew chapter 18, verse 22.
Cowabunga!
Now that we've covered the use of symbolic numbers as a teaching method, we can see that if Peter is using the number 7 symbolically, it should have been an excellent answer. But his rabbi is unsatisfied with his answer, as if by correcting Peter and increasing the expectation of forgiveness was a way to address Peter's own unforgiveness. Or maybe Jesus is saying, you know what to say, but you don't understand the depths of what I'm trying to teach you. I was just fooling about. I wasn't. Since the use of symbolic numbers doesn't fit with Jesus' correction of Peter, let's explore another option. Remember the scriptural knowledge expected of a rabbi's students that we discussed earlier in a Matthew 18 study? Students of rabbis were expected to have memorized large sections of the scriptures, and it was crucial for students to be able to understand what lessons they were being taught. Sometimes, rabbis would provide teachings that were injected with references to the Hebrew scriptures that composed the books of the Old Testament, as well as other Hebrew writings, prayers, and sayings. These references were sometimes very obvious, and sometimes very subtle. Sometimes they cited many words of the text, and sometimes it was only a word or two. Much of this reference dropping is captured in the cross-reference notes within study Bibles. Whenever this reference teaching method was used, it provided the listener with a deeper meaning and understanding of the subject by including context from other sources.
That's Latin, darling. It appears that Mr. Ringo is an educated man.
This may seem complicated or strange, but it really isn't. We do this all the time in the conversations of our culture. References to books, pop culture, music lyrics, TV shows, and movies are used frequently among friends, speeches, and social media. In our Matthew 18 studies, I have been peppering in quotes from one movie. While a person may understand the general idea of the quotes, if it is heard by someone who really knows the characters and context of the movie, it provides a much deeper level of understanding. The students of rabbis and the disciples of Jesus would have had a large library of memorized scripture for their teachers to draw upon, even if they weren't the most advanced students. When Peter's rabbi corrects him with a new answer, an increased emphasis of the importance of forgiveness, he uses a specific number, 77. Some Bible translations translate this as an equation, 70 times 7, and others as individual number, 77. Beside the fact that we've already discussed how 70 times 7, or its total, 490, doesn't fit with the message of forgiveness that Jesus and his disciples presented in the books of the New Testament, the phrase 70 times 7 does not appear any other times in the scripture of the Bible. So what about 77? Well, yes, 77 does appear in the Old Testament scriptures, a few different times, in fact. So we are going to examine these instances of the number 77 to see if it works as a reference teaching within the context of Jesus' conversation in Matthew 18. Let's take a quick look at some translation issues for the number 77. Even among versions that translate these words to the specific number 77, there are some variations. There are two basic approaches when it comes to converting from one language into another. Translate word for word, or idea for idea. The King James, New King Jimmy, Young's literal, Darby, and Webster's translations all translate word for word and tend to translate words to the best match of a literal definition of the source language material. Other translations that use the thought-for-thought method tend to have more variation, and the intent is to convey the idea presented by the source language material. Literal translation that depends on a word-for-word method sometimes lose literary devices like exaggeration, hyperbole, metaphors, idioms, and symbolic meanings of the original material. Thankfully, we're just dealing with the use of a number and not a long phrase. With this in mind, you may find that one Bible translation says 77, while another translation could have a variation that equals the same sum. The idea for idea translations, such as the NIV, NLT, ESV, and the Net Bible, tend to translate these words as plain old 77, while the word-for-word translations are typically the ones that have variations of the number that equal 77, such as 70 and 7 more, or 70 and 17. Okay, so what about these Old Testament appearances of this number? In Ezra chapter 8, verse 35, the number 77, or 70 and 7, is used when referring to how many male lambs were used in a sacrifice. 77, or 70 and 17, is used in Judges 8, verse 14, when a man writes down the names of the elders of a town for the judge Gideon. Neither of these seem to have any correlation to what Jesus is teaching his disciples in Matthew chapter 18, but take a look and read them for yourself. The only other time that 77 appears in the Old Testament scriptures is in Genesis chapter 4, verse 24. This is where things get interesting. Must be a peach of a hand. While this may not seem to have anything in common with what Jesus is saying in Matthew 18, it is the only time that this number is used in the same manner that it appears in Matthew 18. The number 77 is preceded by the use of the number 7. And not only that, but the same if-then phrasing is being used. If 7, then 77. Or, if sevenfold, then 70 and sevenfold. The similarities between the uses of 77 is remarkable, considering that they are being written from two different languages, Hebrew and Greek. He's probably seeing double. I've got two guns, one for each of you. If Jesus is using the numbers 7 and 77, or the manner in which he uses them, to incite an Old Testament reference for his disciples, this is the strongest candidate because it is also the first time that it is used in the scriptures, and the easiest to recall because it's in the very early parts of the first book of the Torah, Genesis. The disciples should be able to hone in on this reference to Genesis 4 like a lightning rod for memorized text. Now that we've established some precedents for Genesis 4:24 being a reference that Jesus is using with his disciples in Matthew chapter 18, we will get into the deeper meaning and understanding of this subject by examining the context and themes surrounding Genesis 4. But that's where we're going to stop for now. Remember, if you're in our Out of Water group, post your findings, thoughts, and questions about our study on the group page. What are your favorite Old Testament references? What are your favorite quotes from the movie that I've been referencing? Thanks, guys, and may God bless you with discernment as we read His Word.